Shut up. That's exactly why I'm not talking to nobody in the back. You're thirsty. Helen was minding her own business, being polite. What's your name? What is it?
Rachel.
Yeah, I'm out. Everybody knows a bitch named Rachel, dude. Everybody does. That's one of the most red flag names. Are you in school still? From where? Yeah, I'm out. Fuck that. Oh my God. It's easier to be cancer than what you got. Oh my God. ASU, absolutely. Your pussy tastes like jungle juice. There ain't no way I would ever date somebody from ASU. Nah. I'm all right. Your pussy is just a beer pong cup at this point. Elbow. How do you feel about
that?
Was she driving him in a fucking tank? Like, what branch?
Army.
Army? Yeah, let's boo the people protecting us. Let's do that.
Sexually assaulted by a soldier, so I'm
lying. Ooh, God. Damn.
What'd you do today?
Woke up, had a couple meetings, and then I joined the Army. Had consensual sex with somebody. So that was a pretty productive day. Well, sorry to hear about your car. Has anybody ever seen a ghost? Under what circumstance?
It was a boy. It was a little boy.
It was a little boy? I'm invested. What have you seen at the house?
I saw a boy and a girl and a
A girl, a boy, and a man. Some people will call that a family. Were they related to you? Yeah, where do you live? What part of town is this?
Western Shawnee.
Western Shawnee?
Yeah.
Oh, Kansas? That checks out. Those were actually just Amish. They weren't even really ghosts. Those were just people just trying to deliver some furniture. The Amish are the IKEA of the Midwest. They really are. Western Shawnee, you say? That's crazy. You never really hear of ghosts in trailer parks, do you? That's crazy. Has anybody ever dated somebody that was so religious that, like, you felt like it was kind of a hindrance to the relationship a little bit? Anybody? No? Nobody? Gay? Oh, you weren't going to heaven anyway, so. See you in hell, baby! Let's go! Dude, if hell's where all the gay people are at, sign me up! Bro, that's just about to be a party! Boyfriend?
Nope.
No?
He's out of town.
He's out of town? Well, who's this? Mr. In Town. How do you know this gentleman?
My friend.
Your friend? How do you guys know each other?
Sports.
What sports you play?
Flag football.
Flag football? Without the L? Come on, you guys. We're just having some fun. What is your name?
Jordan.
Jordan, pleasure to meet you, Jordan. How? Do you know them?
I met him in the men's restroom.
You met him in the men's restroom? State your pronouns. You met the table full of women in the men's restroom? Hold it. Men are in there on soft. Okay, it's a very vulnerable place. Where are you ladies going? You guys going to the bathroom right now? All right. Say what's up to Big Ben for me. Ah, Allegedly. Yeah.
Why is it wet? Was it in your lap?
It's weed?
I'm just gonna dispose of this.
Gotcha. Go ahead. Good luck. Good luck.
Shit. Look, it's the ghost of Antonio Brown.
Oh, shit.
Thank you very much. Who brought that up here?
Me!
It was not you, bitch. God. I feel like the only gift you give, there's no cure for. For your birthday, you made me cookies? Thank you so much. Aww. You can give me some cake, too.
If we're talking pastries, you know.
How old are you turning?
Old enough not to get pregnant.
Old enough not to get pregnant? We'll see. Who's with you right here? Partner? Gay? Aww. Aww. Where'd you guys meet?
On Tinder.
On Tinder? For real?
Yeah.
Aww, man.
We have an 8-month-old.
You have an 8-month-old? No way. Really? Where'd you find it? Adoption? Okay, just making sure it wasn't also Tinder. Like, I don't fucking know. Wanna make sure. An adoption Tinder, you just swipe it. No, yes, no. Call it something cute, like chicken tender, you know? Something kid-friendly. 8-month-old boy, girl.
Girl,
you don't know that. Canceled. So fucking canceled, dude. 8-month-old girl, what's her name?
Ariella.
That's the gayest name you could have chosen. White?
Mixed.
You got a mixed baby?
Yeah.
Nice. So it could be either Ariel.
Yeah.
That's good. That's best case scenario. Gay as well? Nice. Two lesbian, two gay. Bro, y'all should fist fight. That would be fucking crazy. How long you guys been together?
5 years.
5 years? Suck it. As if that wasn't on the agenda. Yeah, sorry. What did you two meet?
Online.
Online as well? Which one? Plenty of Fish? Which one? What was it?
Her.
I haven't heard of this. Is it all lesbian dating app? Now, what's the format of that?
Swipe left, swipe right.
Just get your fingers warmed up. Has anybody here ever seen a ghost? Have you really?
Yeah.
What did you experience?
I went to a haunted house where I grew up in Pleasant Hill, Missouri, which is very haunted.
Now, when you say haunted house, you make a Halloween one or like a legitimate haunted house?
No, like a house that was like owned by the Ku Klux Klan at one point.
Oh, those weren't ghosts. It's actually much scarier, and they don't like shadow people either.
So I was going up to the house, and there looked like there was an old man in the window.
I bet there was.
Well, I turned around to tell my friends about it, and I turned around, and he was like gone. And so I thought it was a ghost. I just felt a very haunted feeling. Y'all thinking I'm crazy or something, but I didn't feel haunted.
No, they think you're racist. They don't think you're crazy. No. You're just fine. It's okay. Totally different thing. Different thing to be ashamed of. It's all right. So did you get a chance to go inside the house?
No, I ran from that house.
You're probably not the first person. So I'm glad that you are a believer and back me up. The ghosts are fucking scary. Monsters are scary too. I don't want to negate
Frankenstein, scary guy.
That's not a real one. Some monsters are fucking real.
I'm defending you.
You went to their house. People are monsters. You moved here just a few years ago. Why'd you make the move?
Lived in a hectic house.
You lived in a hectic house? Is that like a trap house in the UK? What is a hectic house?
It was a house share, but the landlord didn't know who was in there.
It was a house share, but the landlord didn't know who was in there. You were squatting. You were in somebody else's house, and they didn't know you were in there. That's a trap house. And now you have a not-so-hectic house.
Yeah.
You have roommates?
No, I live with my boyfriend.
You live with your boyfriend? This conversation's over. Whatever. Fine, fucking stay in your hectic relationship if you want to. Your parents? You have children?
I have one.
How old are you?
28.
You're 28? 28 and you've got a baby. How old's your kid?
Seven.
Holy shit, that's not a baby, that's a roommate. So what's your boyfriend do?
He at the moment is stay-at-home dad.
Doesn't have a job. Got it. Okay. So what are you doing to provide for this entire family? You're a singer and you DJ. That's so cool. I wish I could sing. I'd never tell another joke for as long as I lived. The acoustics in here are pretty good. Should we sing something? Do you guys know R. Kelly? 5, 6, 7, 8. That's how old they were. You watching over there, bro?
Yeah, somebody's breaking into my car.
You said somebody's breaking into your car? Where are they? Bro, I'll go beat their ass right now. I swear to God. You get like a notification on your phone?
Yeah, it
said something.
There's a Tesla.
What's that?
It said
something set my alarm. Something set the alarm? Are you parked outside?
Yeah.
You want to go check? Do you have the Sentry cameras? Can you turn them on?
Yeah.
That's what he was watching.
Is somebody out there? What's it looking like? Can you imagine we roll out there with 300 people? And it's like, hey, pop the frunk. What model Tesla you have? You have the Watt? You like? I have the 3. You like it? Sometimes I get reminded how well my life is actually going. Because like 2 months ago, I was in LA and I was driving on the freeway. And I was in the driver's seat and Alex, who was up here before me, was in the passenger seat. He's like, how you feeling, man? I was like, I don't know, man. Sometimes things just don't really be going the way that you hope they're going. And you know, like what if this kind of spike in my career is just kind of like a flash in the pan, you can't make it last or whatever. And he was like, you realize you haven't touched the steering wheel the whole time? I was like, I guess it's going all right. I guess it'll be all right. Yeah. Just getting driven around. And then he topped me off, dude. It was fire. No hands, you know? You a cop? Really? Yeah, the mustache. That makes sense. So you were actually totally okay with the amount of black people that were here. He was like, somebody's breaking into my car. He was like, how's it feel? Shots fired. How's it feel? If you guys had to guess a crime I'd get arrested for, what would it be? What would you say?
Streaking.
Did somebody say soliciting?
said that?
That's prostitution.
I like streaking.
Come on, get rid of that law, man. Come on. But what's funny is you can do it for free. You just can't be like, here's gas money. Like, that's... Boy up front. What if you had to choose, what would you say is your biggest fear?
Scare of the dark too.
Scare of the dark too? Pussy, let's go. Let's go. That's us, man. You and I. Nightlight gang. Is this your lady?
Sir.
Just girlfriend? Yes. Did you know he was afraid of the dark?
It was a learning experience.
Because I know how this experience went down. He stayed over at her house and kept the TV on, and she was like, how long are you gonna watch this movie for? And he was like, till the sun comes up, bitch, you go to sleep, okay? Do you know what your girl's biggest fear is?
No, I don't.
You don't know? Oh, man. Do you want to fill him in?
Fish?
How do you think he feels? And that's why you can't eat pussy in the dark. Two fears coming together to make one. You guys are gonna be okay. Next time she acts up, dog, take this bitch to an aquarium. Ah! If it doesn't work out, remember there's plenty of fish in the sea, okay? Both of you. It's cute, but also manageable, you know? You don't work near the dark, do you? You don't work a night shift or anything? Where do you work, my boy?
Law enforcement.
Law enforcement? So you really hate the dark. You can beat his ass if you want to, man. And nobody's gonna stop you. Not one person. It's our house tonight, all right? You can fuck him up, no consequences. Sorry, you're just the only black dude within 100 rows. So thank you very much, man. What was your name, bro?
Sarge.
Sarge, great to meet you. My Niagara. Appreciate you, Sarge. No gun. That's a walkie-talkie, all right? Chill the fuck out. Fish boy. And what would you say is your biggest fear?
I don't like clowns.
You don't like clowns either? Is this your lady you're with?
Yes.
Girlfriend, wife?
Fiance.
Congratulations. Don't fuck it up. How long has it been together?
3 years.
3 years. And did you know he was afraid of clowns? You didn't? And you've been wearing all this makeup the whole time. You didn't know he was that afraid of clowns. You were about to marry a man you didn't know you couldn't take to the circus. Seems like vital information. Do you guys have kids?
Five?
God. Okay.
Demon children.
Demon children?
One lives in my dad's house.
One lives in your dad's house? Is that your sister? There's three spirits. One's a guy, one's a woman, and one's a child.
One got murdered. And one was a madam.
And one was a madam. Sounds like your dad's running a whorehouse. Where does he live? I'm gonna check out these demons. These semen demons. Some of these throat ghosts. It attacked two of the tenants. Did they not pay? That's how it works. That's how a brothel works. I don't think you need an exorcism. I think you need a pimp. Somebody to keep shit in order, you know? No, that's actually not how it works. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. If you want to write the show for me, you can do it. Not how it works. And this is a super funny common thing. People come to the show and they think because they just see crowd work online that's like literally all the show is. Wrong. No. It's a very small portion.
actually never really had a chance to explain this on stage. The reason I don't really get annoyed about that unless you keep doing it, because I'm a lot of people's like first experience at a comedy show. I'm actually genuinely curious. Who here has never been to a comedy show before? See, a lot of people have no idea how it works. So the reason I post crowd work stuff is because you're coming to see me, right? And how comedy works is you for a year, sometimes 2-3 years, you work on building an hour-long set of material, right? But when you do that, it takes so long to do that. So imagine if I posted the same jokes you'd already just seen. You'd be pretty pissed off if you just paid to see the exact same jokes you saw online, right? So crowd work is something that can't really be duplicated. So it's something that happens uniquely at each individual show. I get to share that experience, and you get to go, oh, he's funny. What else does he have? We'll go see him in fucking Salem. That's how it works. So we already did a little bit of crowd work. We'll see what happens later. If you can afford front row seats next time, maybe you'll be the one. With 5 kids too? God damn, man. Y'all should be in the back, dog. Providing for a whole family out here. What do you do, by the way? Do you work? Are you a mom? You're a massage therapist? Okay. Sounds like you work at her dad's house. There, we did some crowd work. I got a fucking cowboy hat in here. What's up, dude? Looking good. Oh, put that back on immediately. Oh, shit, I didn't realize. Oh, I didn't realize I was talking to a thumb. My bad. It's a good look for you, bro. I'm so jealous. I could never wear a cowboy hat, dude. I would look like Heath Ledger butt fucks me in a mountain, dude. I look like I have a 10-gallon asshole. Like, I could never pull off some shit like that.
You don't have the head for it.
I don't have the head for it? Oh, all this hair as I was getting in the way? Sorry. Do you have a cowboy job?
I do.
What do you do?
I am an investor in ranching.
You're an investor in ranching? Like the dressing? Or like farms and shit? Farms and shit. How do you invest in a ranch? Like, you like, what are some qualifications?
You gotta have the intelligence to invest in a ranch.
You just gotta sound like that. That's all you gotta do. So what are you looking to do? I tell you what, it's yours. It's yours. As much money as you want. Oh, man. Accent is so terrifying because, like, it's so endearing, but like, it feels like you could say the N word at any moment. I really could, dude. You're terrifying, bro.
Getting us in trouble.
Getting who in trouble?
Us men. Manly men.
First of all, check your tone, Doug Diggadone. This is right. I'm trying to speak up for us, all right? I'm trying to help us out right now. There's 9 of us in here. We need to unite, okay? You have weed right there? Can I have it?
We don't smoke in Texas.
Are you from Texas? Oh, that makes so much more sense, man. I thought you managed a fucking Texas Roadhouse nearby or something. But you personally don't smoke?
No, sir.
Have you ever?
I was drunk.
You were drunk when you did it? Are you drunk now? Double or nothing. You want a hit? Come on, man. Come on. I'm going to toss it to you.
You actually want me to smoke.
Why you treat me like I'm a cop right now? You're like, this is drugs I'm holding right now, and you want to watch me do it? Now, make sure you're hitting the right end of it. Don't suck on the USB cord. Oh, shit. Hey, stop. Oh, no. I need you to sign a waiver immediately, dude. We just killed a guy, dude. That was way too much. I can't see it. Oh, there we go. Okay, thank you.
You know you're still standing, right? We actually didn't get your name. What was it?
TC.
Okay.
You mean like THC?
If your middle name is Henry, I'll lose it right now. Are you okay? Careful. What's your middle name, TC?
Terry Cunningham, TC.
Terry Cunningham. Real quick, what's your social security number?
Who gave this to you?
A stranger.
Who's from Texas?
It's who you think's from Texas, man. Sit down, Statue of Liberty.
I'm 65, she's 40.
You're 65? We can hear you if you sit down. You don't have to keep doing squats, man.
The last time somebody was up here like this talking to him, he was in prison. He'd be like, Your Honor, actually what happened was the other wife was 35.
I wanna, how, was that?
February the 7th, I turned 65. And she's 41.
And 41? Where did you guys meet?
A lot of zeros.
A lot of zeros? I think he said he bought her, dude. Wow. Some Texas traditions never die. That's crazy.
He said, I got a dating app. It's called Chase Bank, bitch. What you doing?
What, man?
I'm going to tell you, it helped. I'm hung like a mule.
He said he's hung like a mule.
Ask me why. I'm 65. She's 41.
Four questions ago, I asked that. Are you asking me why I think you deserve her?
No.
That's a deep question.
Why do I deserve a 41-year-old?
No, I'm asking how you met. I didn't say deserve. It wasn't that deep at all.
Hey, because you don't.
Oh, my God.
Man.
What's up, man? Why are you standing like you're doing magic right now? From the window!
The sweat drop down my balls! All these bitches come! All stinky motherfucker!
Look how big this fucking drink is right here. Yeah, that looks like the shit you throw on a head coach after you win the Super Bowl, bro. Yours is a different thing. That's a mule? No, that's a mule.
Sit down, CT!
Nah, he's cool, he's cool, he's chilling, he's chilling, he's chilling.
He's good, he's good, he's good.
Which tech company do you work for?
That's a good question. What tech company is it?
Technical
recruiter
too. I just got laid
off. This went from an interview to a job fair so fast. What'd you get laid off for? They give you a reason?
Dude, Google laid everyone off.
Oh, you worked at Google?
Yeah.
Damn. Fuck, they laid everyone. Why'd they lay everyone off?
Because we're black, bro.
Google. That'll last 7 seconds until someone at home has to Google why we're boycotting Google. Like, fuck, I just did the thing we weren't supposed to do. Do you want to keep working at a tech company or you want to go do something else?
You know what's funny? I was like, fuck Google. They call me back today. And then I have an interview Monday and I was like, hey, how are you?
You were so ready to go back.
I hate niggers too. Like, I don't know.
I want to be very clear, the microphone wasn't even near my face when that was said. And this is why we don't pull our phones out and record during the show. So what, are you going to go back?
I don't know. If they I don't want to drive to Mountain View, but if they want me to, I will.
How far does that drive?
2 hours, 2.5 hours. But if they want me, I'll tell them I only want to come in 1 day a week.
Yeah, your demands. Tell them to fucking throw in 40 acres while they at. I know they got it. I got Google Maps. What's your full name?
Leonard Charles Williams.
Leonard Charles Williams. That's how you got hired at Google. And then you showed up after a 2-hour drive and they were like, Yahoo! Man, use that to your advantage, bro. You earned that. You know what I would like to actually give you right now? This is so crazy, and this is something I never thought I would do. I wanted to hold on to it forever because it was the funniest fucking thing in the world. I was in Huntsville, Alabama, like 2 weeks ago, right? And I was talking to this, like, the most white trash dude you've ever seen, right? And the topic came up of, like, white privilege, and he was like, oh, I got a card for that. And I was like, it's very funny, obviously. Like, you use the white privilege card, like, you know, like, the term or whatever. And he was like, no, for real. I was like, what are you talking about? And he gave me this thing.
You got it in your wallet?
Yeah, I keep it in my wallet, dude. In case I get pulled over, you think? It's a white privilege card, bro. He gave it. Do you want it? Come get this shit, bro. Come here. Come get it. There you go, bro. Will you read it to the people on the back, what it says?
All right, on the back it says.
You loud enough, bro. I really don't think you know. You got a projective voice, my man.
This card grants its bearer happiness, success.
What the fuck?
Because it's the color of your skin and not the choices that make you. The choices that you make to determine the abilities to be successful. Okay.
Now you're not getting that job back. I'm telling you that right now, Leonard. That's all you. But that you can definitely have it, man. Absolutely. My blessings. Be safe. Check your credit score. Just jumped. You're welcome. Slater, what's the dream, man? What's the first thing you're going to do with white privilege?
I'm going to fuck some white women.
Hold on, what?
I'm married to a white man.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're gay too? I have another card for you. Hold on a second. You black and gay? Bro, give me my fucking card back, dog. You are untouchable right now. You can say whatever you want. God! Some people have all the white privilege, man. That's crazy. So much just happened. Black and gay, married to a white man, now has a white privilege. Bro, you're Thanos right now. You have collected all the Infinity Stones. And you're gonna snap your fingers and half the white women in this room are gonna disappear. That's crazy.
Bye.
You're bi?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Why not? You know? Man, got a fucking cowboy hat in here. What's up, dude? Looking good. Oh, put that back on immediately. Oh, shit. I didn't realize I was talking to a thumb. My bad. It's a good look for you, bro. I'm so jealous. I could never wear a cowboy hat, dude. I would look like Heath Ledger butt fucks me in a mountain, dude. I look like I have a 10-gallon asshole. Like, I could never pull off some shit like that.
You don't have the head for it.
I don't have the head for it? Oh, all this hair as I was getting in the way? Sorry. Do you have a cowboy job?
I do.
What do you do?
I am an investor in ranching.
You're an investor in ranching. Like the dressing? Or like farms and shit? Farms and shit? How do you invest in a ranch? What are some qualifications?
You gotta have the intelligence to invest in ranch.
You just gotta sound like that. That's all you gotta do. So what are you looking to do? I tell you what, it's yours. It's yours. As much money as you want. Oh, man. Accent is so terrifying because, like, it's so endearing, but like, it feels like you could say the N-word at any moment. I really could, dude. You're terrifying, bro.
Getting us in trouble.
Getting who in trouble?
Us men. Manly men.
First of all, check your tone, Doug Dickadone, okay? This is right. I'm trying to speak up for us, all right? I'm trying to help us out right now. There's 9 of us in here. We need to unite, okay? You got weed right there? Can I have it?
We don't smoke in Texas.
Are you from Texas? Oh, that makes so much more sense, man. I thought you managed a fucking Texas Roadhouse nearby or something. But you personally don't smoke?
No, sir.
Have you ever?
I have. I was drunk.
You were drunk when you did it? Are you drunk now? Double or nothing. You want a hit?
Come on, man. Come on.
I'm gonna toss it to you.
Oh my God.
Why you treat me like I'm a cop right now? You're like, this is drugs I'm holding right now, and you want to watch me do it? Now, make sure you're hitting the right end of it. Don't suck on the USB cord. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Hey, stop. Oh, no. No! I need you to sign a waiver immediately, dude. We just killed a guy, dude. That was way too much. I can't see it. Oh, there we go. Okay, thank you. You know you're still standing, right? We actually didn't get your name. What was it?
TC.
Okay.
You mean like THC?
If your middle name is Henry, I'll lose it right now. Are you okay? Careful. What's your middle name, TC?